This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I know this has been a pretty tumultuous weekend, a lot to talk about. There's been some rumors that there's a new COVID strain in the United States. The CDC debunked it temporarily, but we'll talk about what's going on. A new COVID strain has been detected in Japan that they believe came from Brazil. So it's going to seem like a little bit of a confusing time when it comes to COVID, but we'll walk you guys through it like we usually do. Very, very confusing time on our cancel culture. And Trump is in the process of getting canceled. And platforms that, you know, people thought that they had some freedom on, owned by private companies, don't seem to be so free. And many of you have been very anxious about some of the latest developments. We're going to talk about that. I talk a lot about psychology on the show. I talk a lot about how to kind of, you know, approach things so you aren't as anxious. I get it's a very, very stressful time, so we'll kind of walk through it and see what we could do to kind of calm things down a little bit. We have to talk about coffee. People hate it when I bring up nutrition and I bring up food and, you know, certain lifestyle changes we may have to make, because coffee is supposed to be, you know, so healthy and good for you, and coffee is supposed to possibly reduce cancer, but there's a couple times when we might need to calm down on the coffee. So I'm going to bring that up. Please don't get mad. All right, we'll keep it a variety because I don't want people getting mad and thinking that I'm going to bash coffee. People did not like the fact that I brought up the barbecue sauce. Had a lot of sugar, had a lot of salt, had a lot of acidity. Guys, that's the problem. You know, I talk health, I talk sports, I talk politics, I talk economy. I got to talk about health sometimes, people. All right? And I know people don't like to be reminded of things that they shouldn't be doing. But look, it's January. If we were ever going to, you know, try to make some of these resolutions stick, now's the month to do it. This is also the month to raise awareness for human trafficking. So the Department of Homeland Security and their Blue Campaign is a very, very strong message. And you're going to see a lot of people wear blue today. And sometimes we wear blue for autism. Sometimes we wear blue for other reasons. I believe there's another blue day in April. But today's blue day, Wear Blue Day, is raising awareness for human trafficking. And we know that there's human trafficking. And, you know, I guess there's been a lot of theories about QAnon and how, you know, trafficking might be, you know, a vehicle of some of our previous governments. But what I can attest to, all right, you know, because I don't really like to, you know, I don't really like to perpetuate any theories, is human trafficking is a huge problem. It's basically slavery. It's people in servitude, in bondage, not only forced into prostitution and sex acts, but also forced into free labor. Forced into these roles where they can't get out of because their captor is using either fraud, they're using coercion, threats. Sometimes it could be direct physical abuse. Sometimes it could be psychological abuse, blackmail. And so trafficking is happening, and this is, I believe, an underestimated number, 40.3 million cases worldwide. I think that's a gross underestimation. In the United States, anywhere between 14,500 to 17,500 human trafficking cases, they believe. Again, we think it's a underestimation. And so the Blue Campaign and January 11th, Wear Blue Day, is supposed to kind of remind people to be on the lookout for this and how to report it. Now, I wrote an article that's on my Twitter and Facebook giving some numbers on where to report it. But what are some signs that you could be, you know, in society with somebody that is currently being trafficked and not able to tell you that they're enslaved or, you know. So children, by the way, anybody could be trafficked, men, women, people of all ages. But children seem to be at the highest risk, especially those that might not have a lot of supervision, might not have a lot of resources to them. And there are people out there that are predators, and they find these kids, they find these adolescents, they find these young women and young men, and they know exactly how to entrap them. And so, you know, some of the signs that somebody might be at risk of being trafficked, either currently or in the future, is somebody who's really kind of not connected with their family. They don't really have a tight family. They don't, maybe they, you know, their family's off and spread across the United States or working or, you know, but they don't really have that, they aren't close to their family or to their community. The child maybe has dropped out of school. If they dropped out of school and they're not where most kids are, they could be out and about, and that could be that could put them at risk. If they have, if you see a child that has like a new change in behavior, sometimes drugs are used to draw these kids in. Sometimes it's money. Sometimes it's, look, you need a job? I got a job. I mean, look at the whole Jeffrey Epstein issue, right? You know, these were kids. They were at school. Somebody's like, you know, would you like to make some money for Christmas? They're like, yeah, I can. What do I have to do? You know, well, you know, we got to, you know, probably give some massages. Oh, I could give massages. What do you need? You just kind of need your hands. Oh, I could do that. And then they get caught in a trafficking ring. You know, these are, they it's not, you know, so it's not just an immediate abduction for some of the cases. It's more subtle. So when you see a child that, let's say, is, you know, not, doesn't have a good social support, might be into drugs, might be dropping out of school. Our intervention isn't so much when we want them in school and we want to control them and all that, is we want to make sure predators don't get to them. I gotta apologize this. If they're in unsuitable living conditions, if they seem to show signs that they've been denied, like food, water, medical care, if you see any sign of neglect, that could be that that person is not with their family, but in a situation where they're kind of enslaved. So, wear blue day, hashtag, we're supposed to wear blue and post pictures on social media. Don't go away, we'll be right back, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text money to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working on the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Yes, I'm still on Twitter. I know some people are upset about that. There's a lot we need to talk about. I've received many of your emails and your notes and your Facebooks and your texts and your tweets. And tweet messages. Thank you, guys. I understand it's a very tumultuous time. I told you 2021 was not going to be, you know, all roses, guns and roses, maybe guns, who knows, but all, I don't know, rainbows and clouds, and 2021 was going to be pretty hectic, okay? You know, and we're going to be talking more about lifestyle, you know, as this show progresses, but right now lifestyle really surrounds a lot of what we do every day, whereas, you know, as it relates to social media, as it relates to work, as it relates to stress. And so, very, very stressful time. People feel that their go-tos, let's say, for entertainment, such as Twitter, Facebook, Parler, have the ability to, at a moment's notice, get shut down or to shut you out. And people don't like change. You know, I mean, as a physician, I've seen this for decades, and I'm like this myself. I don't like change. I want to know that when I wake up in the morning, I can have my, I don't have coffee, but I can have my bowl of cereal, okay, which has some sugar in it, which I need to cut, turn on my computer, surf the social media. Apparently, social media seems to give you a lot of news that I have to actually hunt for many times. You know, Google will give us the news that Google wants to give, Bing as well. I think there's also DuckDuckGo. So I go to Facebook and I get to see both the right and the left, you know, news, and then I go and I cross-check and fact-check, and then I actually have to look up the source to get the news that I want to. And, you know, it's a routine I have each day, and I'm comfortable with it. Well, people don't like change. That's why they didn't like the masks. That's why they didn't like their neighborhood bakery or store or salon getting closed down. That's why they didn't like their income changing. You know, we have enough variables in our life, and then all of a sudden to not be able to work. And so when the election came, you had half the country that wanted a new president, half the country not wanting a new president, wanting to stay with Trump. And it didn't just end there. Right? As we saw, there were a lot of allegations of fraud and shenanigans, you know, with the election. But Twitter and Facebook and many of these tech giants, these social media giants, have been waiting for an opportunity to fight back at the Trump administration for giving them a lot of crap for being monopolies and antitrust sort of allegations. And the opportunity arose after the Capitol Hill protest turned riot. The Save America rally was a rally. Started out nice. True, when you had tens of thousands of people there, something's going to happen. Unfortunately, though, there were plans. There were plans in place that if things didn't go the way that some protesters wanted, they would mount a attack, shall we say. Now, thank God they didn't, you know, shoot up senators and representatives. This could have been way, way worse. This could have been worse. But there were people that died, multiple people that died so far, whether it was being shot from Capitol Police, whether it was from suicide, multiple deaths did occur. And President Trump had wanted America to not stand for what happened with the election. Did President Trump tell people to go and storm Capitol Hill? That's, I didn't see that, but according to Twitter, he believes, they believe that the language Trump used was sedition, and they have every right to cancel him. Now, that made people very, very nervous, because if Twitter could cancel the President of the United States, they could block the voice of anybody. Now, keep in mind, Twitter is a private company. Facebook is a private company. We let these private companies get this big. Amazon. Amazon is huge. I use Amazon. I have stopped shopping at Walmart. And you guys know I went to Walmart, and every city I went to would be on vacation. I'd go to Walmart. All I would do is go to Walmart. Since the lockdown and the ease at which Amazon, you know, is able to ship goods, I've been using Amazon exclusively. So what happens if all the other retail and businesses fall apart, fall out, and they can't survive, and then something happens with Amazon? Or Amazon decides to say, you want to know what? We're not going to serve certain people that might have had to do with, you know, this particular political candidate or not. We did this. We made Twitter more popular than it probably should have been. We made Facebook more popular. Why? It was free. It was free. I mean, yeah, we had to pay for, you know, internet and, you know, 5G service, and, you know, we had to pay for our smartphone, but the app is free. We're able to go on. I'm able to communicate with people from second grade free. And so we started to learn how to communicate. I remember bucking Facebook originally. I'm like, I don't know. I don't like posting pictures of myself. I don't like the way I look on camera. I mean, I've really changed completely. And I'm like, I don't want everybody to know my business. I don't want people to know where I'm going, you know, and I don't want people to know that, you know, the cat sleeps on my face and then I get a runny nose the next day, and I don't want to show pictures of the cat on my face and how disgusting that is. And then all of a sudden, we've changed. Society in the last 10 years, 12 years have changed to, you know, we're going to tell everybody everything. Now, many of you don't, which is, I think, a very healthy lifestyle choice. But for those of us that like to live the lifestyle of, you know, this is how I communicate now. I like to let people know from second grade that I'm doing this. Those bullies that beat up on me in the fifth grade, they now get to see what I'm doing. Ha ha on you. So it's changed our approach because we've been able to communicate. And being able to communicate is probably one of the most gratifying gifts. When we don't think we could communicate, it is very, very frustrating. You know, I've spoken to stroke victims, and they are more upset about their voice and their ability to talk sometimes than their limb weakness. People want to be able to communicate. That was one of the reasons why people were bucking the masks. People want to communicate, and when you cover up half the face, you can't use the mouth. And we use the mouth, and we could do winking, and we could try to express ourselves with our eyes, but, you know, when your face is half covered, you lose the ability to communicate. So we have private companies that have gotten so big that people look at them as being run by, you know, the government. They're not run by the government. These are private entities. And these private companies could do anything they like. But you have half the country going, but I don't want my president canceled. So what does canceled mean? So this cancel culture is, you know, for those people that do things that are racist, that are heinous, that are not along the grain of society, they either their show gets canceled, their products get canceled, they get their statue, you know, or if they've had a history, you know, that was a history that had some dark history to it, their statue comes down. So the cancel culture is now extending to Trump. And so we're starting to see multiple companies and multiple entities wanting to edit out or distance themselves from our still current president. That makes people nervous. Right? People have been nervous for a while. We talked about that with the Me Too movement. People have been nervous that they could do something, and years later, it come back to haunt them. They could say something, it comes back to haunt them. We built this system where we are dependent on social media. I mean, if I had to give any lifestyle advice, it would be try to get off social media. Now, me being in the media, I can't leave Twitter. I'm not leaving. If Parler does come back on, I'm not leaving Parler. I'm not leaving any of these because in the media, I, you know, still need to be able to, you know, put my health articles up and things like that. But, you know, Parler was supposed to be a go-to for people that didn't want to be censored. It was a private company. But that private company needed other private companies. They needed Google. Parler needed Apple. Parler needed sponsors. So Parler is, quote-unquote, getting canceled. Now, mind you, I don't want to see hate speech on any of these platforms. But if you're going to cancel somebody, make sure you cancel then anybody with hate speech. If they're a terrorist, if there are, you know, people, you know, talking about death to America on Twitter, I'd like to see that same passion canceling them, you know, than you're doing with somebody else. But unfortunately, there's a precedent that's being set that scares a lot of us in the media and scares a lot of people in America, whether they're Democratic or Republican, and that they are right now reliant on a form of communication that could cancel them in a second and censor them. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Instead of addressing the issue why tens of millions of Americans are furious with Washington lawmakers, the status quo rolls on in D.C. as Democrats move to impeach or call for the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump 9 days before his term ends. The Rasmussen poll, one of the most accurate polls of the 2020 election, finds President Trump's approval rating soared to 51% after Wednesday's melee at the Capitol building. The new $900 billion stimulus legislation sets Friday as the cutoff date to send the $600 payments to you. If you don't receive your full second stimulus check, you'll need to claim it when you file your federal tax returns this year as a recovery rebate credit. As President Trump was banned from Twitter, the Ayatollah of Iran continues to rant on Twitter. He wants Americans dead. And surprisingly, Twitter is okay with that. Rush Limbaugh, the conservative talk show host, deactivated his own Twitter account in solidarity. USA Radio News. Is social media app Parler really a threat to the security of America, or is it Big Tech's way of eliminating competition? USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
The alternative social media network is taking a big hit as Amazon, Google, Apple, and a list of others have severed ties with the app. Parler CEO John Mates tells Fox News it's devastating.
It's an assault on everybody. I mean, they all work together to make sure at the same time we would lose access to not only our apps, but they're actually shutting all of our servers off.
Congressman Devin Nunes of California tells Fox this must be investigated.
This is clearly a violation of antitrust, civil rights, the RICO statute. There should be a racketeering investigation on all the people that coordinated this attack.
Parler says they will rebuild from scratch, but that could take as long as a week. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
We are USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments. So three of you had written last week about the new U.S. COVID strain. And I need to clarify, we do not have evidence yet or any delineation or discussion of an actual identified U.S. strain. I wouldn't be surprised, but many of you have asked if you've had it yet, and so let me just kind of clarify what that is about, because I wouldn't be surprised if we hear in the next month or two that, yes, a new strain has emerged in the United States, but the CDC has been very quick to say, we have not identified a new U.S. strain. Again, you could quote me, but, you know, this could change at any time. So what had happened was the White House task force last week had suggested that we already have a new strain that had been brewed and mutated and emerged within the United States. And it also suggested that this new strain could be 50% more infectious, not more lethal, but more infectious. And it wasn't the UK strain. This has got to be very confusing for you all. And you know, even sometimes I have to do a double take. So if we could take a couple steps back, we've had COVID here in the United States. We were told about it late December, early January last year, but we suspect and we've had some evidence that COVID, the COVID-19, the SARS-CoV-2 virus, had been here since maybe the fall of 2019, hence COVID-19. In China, they've been not very hospitable to World Health Organization or UN inspectors. So there's not a lot of information that we need that we're getting. I heard there might have even been a data dump. So we're kind of working with only the pieces of information, and we were working with that China would give us. Then Italy had said, look, you know, we have some cases here. And then people said, you see, it started in Italy. No. I would not start blaming Italy for COVID. You know, we need a lot more evidence. The last thing you want to do is start accusing any Italian, right, of them doing something wrong when they didn't. All right, same thing with Israel. Don't be starting to blame this on Israel. So the blame game, you know, has been going on for a while. And then recently, we were told that in the UK there was a strain that had a mutation, a 501, I apologize here, an N501Y mutation that affected the spike protein. So when you have a virus, the virus has to latch on, kind of like a key to a door, and it needs these spike proteins on them. Flu, a lot of viruses have these spike proteins. And so the UK variant looks like decided to outsmart man, and when man dinks, God links, man works, God or nature laughs, starts to play around with a little spike protein, and so a new variant emerged from the UK called the B1117. Okay? In the meantime, South Africa's like, I think we got a new one too. We think it has a similar mutation, but this strain is a little different. And theirs is called, I believe, B1351. Well, it's because there's so many names and numbers. Okay, let me just tell you what the South Africa strain. First, it was the S01V2. Then it was the S01YV2. Now it's the B1352. Okay, I'm supposed to remember all that? Please. So, now South Africa has a strain with the mutation. So, in the last week or two, many of the headlines have said, is the UK strain here in America? Is the South African strain here in America? Well, we don't think the South African strain is here in America, but we do believe that the UK strain has made it to America because by the time anybody told us about it, people had already traveled and spread it. And so now in multiple states, they've said, oh, we have this B1117 strain here. That is not what we're talking about with what the White House Task Force had brought up last week. They believe that while the UK was, you know, unfortunately, you know, having a new strain emerge, in South Africa, the U.S. as well. And remember, the U.S. is a big country. We have 360 million people. You know, to the U.K., 70 million. I'm not surprised that with all the cases we have here, that virus hasn't mutated and changed. However, the CDC says, guys, but we don't have any evidence of that. And so I wrote an article, and I have a link to their emergency SARS-CoV-2 virus sort of watch list. Right now, they only on their radar is what's going on with the UK and South Africa. But at least, hopefully now, people are on the lookout for a U.S. strain. Now, why do we care? You know, are you all as exhausted, you know, when it comes to COVID as I am? Well, we care because we have just spent billions of dollars on vaccines. And we want to make sure that these vaccines work. We are in the very early process of the rollout. We've probably vaccinated maybe 7 to 10 million people. We got another 350 million people to go. And we want to know that this vaccine we're using will work. So we have received, they're studying it as quickly as possible. We have received from Pfizer news that we think our vaccine is going to work. Well, yeah, I mean, if I was Pfizer, I would say that too. You know, I mean, no offense, Pfizer, but, you know, you spent a lot of money. You worked really, really hard on this vaccine. You know, you made as good a vaccine as possible. I would probably say, look, guys, I think it's going to work. But, you know, do we really have proof? Well, they're studying it. But walk me through how they're studying that. Right now, in the last week or two, we have been giving the very first recipients of the COVID vaccine their second Pfizer dose. Remember, you had to give two doses 21 days apart. So those people just received their second Pfizer dose. Building immunity still will take a few weeks. So we technically don't have vaccinated immune people, enough of them, for sure. Now, I think we will have some data in the coming weeks, but you're not going to convince me that as of today, we're good. Because we're just right now, I don't know if you guys have been on social media, but for the social media accounts that still exist, but everybody is now showing their second COVID selfie. Okay? So, it's all about the selfies these days. So you've seen a whole bunch of, I got my second COVID selfie. Great. Congratulations. That's wonderful. So it still takes a few weeks to build up immunity. Remember, after the first shot, you're only 50%. I don't want to say immune, but there's a 50% chance that you won't get ill with COVID or have serious illness from COVID-19. After the second shot, that's when we believe you're going to have the ability to have 95% efficacy against fighting the virus. That still takes a few weeks. So right now you can't convince me that we have enough of a data set to show that the UK variant that might be circulating in America is already being warded off by these people. But I wouldn't be surprised if it did work. Because again, you know, if the variation isn't as severe variation and the vaccine and the immunity that these vaccines provide is strong enough, I think it will cover it. I am optimistic, but don't be telling me it's 100%. Okay? Don't be telling me that. If you don't know, say, we don't know yet. Hey, don't lie, because once you lie, then we don't believe you. I'm going to believe the person or the politician or the pharmaceutical company that says, look, okay, we're not going to lie. We're not going to blow smoke up your peritoneum. We are going to tell you what we have. Right now, people are getting their second shot. It's going to take a few weeks to see what their immunity looks like. That's honest. I'll listen to you then. But if I think you're lying or just trying to play, you know, to play me, I'm not going to listen. Now, mind you, when it comes to Americans, we're a little different when it comes to receiving information, marketing. You know, people are still not convinced that they should get this vaccine. So sometimes the message is going to be more direct. You know, I prefer, you know, you tell me like it is. But others might say, you know what, then I'll wait. And since we don't want people to wait because they're getting sick, you might see the message, guys, it works, just get the vaccine. So that's what's going on there. So currently, no U.S. strain, a new one in Japan we're going to talk about in a little bit. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I can't give you my Parler handle. I had, because I think Parler is still down for the time being, but I believe it's at Dr. Dahlia also. I just signed up on MeWe. I just don't have time to be on all these social media outlets, but I just don't know which ones would exist. And so, you know, I'm not too active on the other ones, but I promise some of you have asked what my handles are. I think I'm going to just try to keep my handle Dr. Dahlia. You'll be able to find me. But currently, I still have a presence on Facebook and Twitter. We were discussing the Japan strain, the new Japan strain of COVID. We don't have a name for it yet. Apparently, that was discovered after four people, I believe, came back from Brazil. So you would think there'd be some headlines talking about a new strain in Brazil, but I don't know if they've thought that far. Right now there's a new strain they believe they have found in Japan from people that traveled from Brazil. So as we get more information on that, we'll tell you. Again, viruses mutate. That's what they do. There will be new strains. That's why we see this with the flu shot each year, where we have to update our flu shot, because the flu likes to, the flu virus in all its activity seems to change. Although you wonder, with our flu season being so minimal this year, we wonder if we'll be able to use the same shot again. I don't know. I'm suspecting it'll still change. Okay, so some of your emails and questions. For emails, we get emails at my website at drdahlia.com. drdahlia.com. Of course, we have a message box on Twitter, Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of you had gone, apparently, to the, you want to be anonymous, so that's fine. I'm not going to say anything because you're still working, hopefully. You had gone to the rally in Washington, came back, and your boss wants to talk to you. Okay, so apparently he has this call set up. Now, I might have nothing to do with that. Maybe the boss has some things, you know, maybe there's some reports you need to do, and, you know, I wish I could get you on the phone. I'd love to talk to you. But this listener is having some anticipation and some fear and anxiety that because they were at a rally, they're going to come back and lose their job. Now, there were tens of thousands of people at the rally. Dozens had stormed, a lot of people had stormed the Capitol. Just because you went to the rally doesn't mean you were a protester. And luckily, with a lot of the cameras and the imagery, they're catching the people that did a lot of the mayhem and damage. And I think there was like feces spread on places. And I think there was like a picture of a toilet with some pizza. And I don't know all the things that was done. Originally, all we saw were selfies. And then we started to see some of the other destruction. And then we started to see what was happening to many of the Capitol Police. I did see a couple protesters help one of the police. It was a woman, a policewoman, up. Then you saw other police officers just get hammered. It was a horrible, horrible scene, probably one of our darkest days in recent history. But if you had gone to a rally, which is your right, if you had gone to a BLM protest, we spoke about this a few months back, where people were concerned if they were, you know, arrested, would they lose their job? We spoke about this even last week. You know, if you committed a crime, yeah, don't be surprised if you lose your job. But technically, within the law right now, if you go to a peaceful protest or rally, if you exercise any of your rights under the Constitution, you should still be fine. I mean, if this one listener is very, very concerned about what he should say to his boss. Don't lie. Never lie. I think if your boss catches you in a lie, that's grounds for dismissal. So don't lie. If you were in Washington and you went to support, you know, a rally, you know, and you believe they know about it, don't ask, don't tell. But if you believe that they saw you at the rally, you could say, yes, I was there. I wasn't involved in the protest. I was miles away because, you know, there were people for miles. And then I went back to my hotel and I checked my emails and then I went to bed. Yeah, you know, if your boss wants to fire you for that, that's not a boss I would want to work for. You know, same thing. If you got fired for attending a BLM peaceful protest and your boss fired you for that, not a boss I would want to work for. You have a right to be at any peaceful protest. You have a right to assembly. Now, if you lit a building on fire, if you did graffiti, if you, you know, spread feces on other, if you destroyed public property, committed a crime, your boss has every right to fire you. Now, what if you're the boss? Okay, you know, we have a lot of managers and, you know, employers that listen to the show too. You know, what if you had an employee that did participate in, let's say, the riots or BLM protests and destruction? Well, again, it all depends on where your place of employment is. Many states, like Nevada, I believe, is at will, where you can, you know, you could fire somebody for any reason, I believe. But then there's others where there's wrongful termination. So if you are an employer and you feel like you want to terminate somebody, let's say they sexually harass somebody, you have proof. I mean, you know, you have to have a paper trail. You know, firing somebody, I can't stand it when I hear somebody was fired and they did nothing wrong. Usually there's supposed to be a review. Usually there's supposed to be something in writing where, all right, well, you know, we had this issue and we spoke with you about this, or we spoke with you about this. But that's not always the case. People get fired all the time because people are jealous of you, or they feel threatened by you, or they think you're going to take their job, or they like somebody, you know, they have a crush on them, and they think that person, you know, might, you know, like you more than they. There's always stupid reasons that happen. Or you turn somebody down, and they wanted, you know, to start a relationship with you, and you didn't want that. So there's all these reasons that won't be put in writing. But then again, we go back to, that's not the place you want to work. You know, lifestyle. I had a patient yesterday that called in that had an employer that kept being on her, you know, kept yelling at her to move faster, work faster, and she needed to take time. And she had some medical conditions. Now, again, there are laws. There's the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act. There's workers' comp. There's a lot of entities in place for people that have medical conditions to be able to not be, you know, whipped by the boss, figuratively. But there's a lot of anxiety with where we're working, because for those of us that do still have jobs, it's not the happiest place to work all the time, especially in this arena. Many employers are really getting hurt financially because they're only able to operate at 25% capacity or 50% customer volume. Prices are going up. I don't know if you've started to see inflation. I had to buy a box, of paper towel. It was $50 for paper towel. $50. I told the kids, don't just wipe once, you know, wipe, fold it. I mean, you know, don't be taking seven pieces of paper towel. I didn't realize how much money we are spending on paper towel. That's a lot of money. And then, you know, we use it for the office, studio, things like that. Things are getting more expensive. So inflation is going to skyrocket. So the average employer is stressed. For those of you in management, I just heard in my neck of the woods, I think MGM Properties just let go about 141 managers. You know, managers, their jobs aren't any more safe than any other employee. And so they might project that onto the employees. And so, you know, we talk about lifestyle on the show in terms of, you know, how to deal with stress, how to deal with employers, how to not hate life. You know, if most of your day is in a job where you don't like who you're working for, you don't believe who you're working for, you guys aren't on the same page, how do you have the passion? How do you have the ambition? So if there's somebody that gets mad that, you know, you want to, you know, fight for rights, and, you know, you have a passion, you know, politically, depending on what you attended at any time at this year, you know, for some people, they're like, oh, you know what, keep politics out of it, I can still work. But for those of you who think you're going to lose your job at any second and you have to hide how you feel, that might not be the best place to work. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Keep those questions coming. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.